Hey, it's Highway Radio. Thanks for listening. Gonzo's me. Josh Bell is here. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Are you hateful?
Of course.
Let's go.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
All right, so before we started, I said, do we say midsummer? Midsummer?
It's just midsummer. You can just call it that.
Let's say we're Americans.
Christian, yes. Says you've got this special week planned.
It's sort of a crazy festival. Special ceremonies and dressing up.
That sounds fun.
Unbelievable.
Welcome and happy midsummer. Skål!
What time is it?
9 p.m.
That can't be right. The sky is blue.
This is what 9 p.m. is like here.
We just need to acclimate.
I don't want
to
acclimate. I want to go.
Absolutely not.
See, I watched the trailer, and yeah. Josh watches the movie. I watched the trailer, and I'm confused. Are you less confused if you watch the movie?
I mean, you might find yourself being a bit confused if you watch the movie. Although it's actually, it's a more straightforward horror movie than this director's previous movie, Hereditary, which was a big horror sensation last year. Ari Aster is the director, and this movie, you can follow it definitely.
Okay,
it's atmospheric and it's weird, but the basic setup is this group of American grad students. They take a trip to Sweden. They go to this kind of remote commune where a fellow student of theirs, who's a foreign exchange or studying abroad, brings them back because he's grown up here. And you can hear in the trailer they're welcomed a little too warmly. And, you know, I mean, again, if you've seen a horror movie, you know that people traveling to a remote, creepy, weird commune in the middle of nowhere, things are not going to go well.
Doesn't end well, usually.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. So, of course, that is what happens here. But it's very slow. It's very atmospheric. You do have to have patience for it. It's a lot more about the style and building up the creepiness than it is about. It's not an Annabelle movie.
Right. You know? It's not a jump scare stuff.
No,
right?
There's not. Yeah. No jump scares in this movie. And there's some gory moments, but they're kind of few and far between. But it's a great character study. Florence Pugh is the star who plays. She's had kind of a family tragedy, and she and her boyfriend, they're definitely not, their relationship is not going well, but they go on this trip anyway. So it's part of her kind of coming into her own as she's in this extreme environment. And it's partly just about the amazing set design and just the weirdness of this village. And it really immerses you in it.
It does seem weird. The trailer is weird.
It's weird. And you have to have patience for this movie. It's not for everyone. But I think if you're willing to go beyond the jump scares and the mainstream horror stuff, for horror fans, there's a lot to like about this movie. And even for like kind of weird art movie fans.
Okay.
But if you just want explosions and action, this is not the movie
not
for you.
Not the movie for you. Josh Bell hates everything. How many stars for Midsummer?
I give it a 3.5 out of 5. I liked it.
All right, cool. And congratulations. I understand there's a podcast in the works.
Yeah, we've got a new podcast. Myself and comedian Jason Harris. It's called Awesome Movie Year. Launches this week. We're taking a look at different years in movies on each season. So on our first season, we're talking about the movies of 1994 in a bunch of different categories. So
where do we find your
podcast? You can check that out at awesomemovieyear.com, as well as on all the social media things at Awesome Movie Year or Awesome Movie Pod. And I hope people will listen and enjoy it.
Cool, man. I appreciate it. And don't forget joshbellhateseverything.com, and that's the thing on Facebook, and also on Twitter.
Yeah, and you can follow me on Twitter at Signal Bleed.
Josh Bell, everybody. Hey, thanks for listening, and drive carefully. This is Highway Radio.